Welcome to the show. It is after Christmas. I guess I can say that, you know. But this is 5926 Central with none other than Zam and Queenie. And listen, let me tell y'all something. These holidays was just what they was, a holiday, a holiday. It went so fast, my Lord, my Lord. It went so fast. What's up, Sam? What's going on, girl?
Oh, nothing much, sis. Nothing much at all.
Thank you for my Christmas, my Krumma gift, and my Krumma call.
You are welcome.
I was like, sister sent me a phone call. I just got in the house, right? So, I was like, I cannot be late today for my show. Boom, boom, boom. So, tell me, give me a synopsis of your Christmas.
Let's see, Christmas. No. Christmas Day, I went to one of my daughter's houses and saw everybody there, everybody that was there. And we stayed there a couple hours, and then we came on back home. We really didn't do too much. I spent the most of my time watching my Yellowstone series. And
wait,
that's pretty much the. No, not a new season, but they started Christmas morning, Friday morning, and they play seasons 1 through 3, and it's the last episode was 11 o'clock to midnight last night. So they played it all weekend long. And that's what I built my time and everything that I was doing. I built it around Yellowstone, around the commercials, around how long my TV would pause for me. That's what my schedule was around.
Girl, now Yellowstone is now.
Man, Yellowstone is.
Y'all, that you people that are listening, let me say that. Dear binge watchers, let me say that. If you have not seen or binge on Yellowstone, then you didn't miss the whole binging era. You didn't miss the whole point. I mean, how can you say that you are a binger and you have not seen Yellowstone? Oh, my God. Now is the time. Go ahead. Get it done. I got some exciting news. Let me just share. Let me share. Okay. Then I'll tell you, like, what my Christmas was. So we have this is a podcast, right, that we're on right now. This is a podcast. So, My Gospel has been podcasting since 2009, and our ratings are through the roof, right? So, now we have a radio station, okay? It's a site where our shows play 24/7. We have a station. I'm so excited. It's called Soul 20.9, because I really wanted 200.9, but it's Soul 20.9, and so I haven't shared it with everybody yet because I am setting the whole thing up. We already have shows playing, okay? But for those of you that want to go and check it out now, you can go to, you got to write this down. I'm sorry. But it's a long little name till I get my domain on it. But it's s5.citrus.citrus3.com. It's a long little shuffle. I'll share it on my page too. .com. Then it's you put 2020 / public / Soul Radio 209. That's a lot. But I'll tweet it out. I will tweet it out, text it out, or whatever. But I'm just so excited because I've always wanted a radio station, not just to be a podcast, but to actually run a radio station. And we have so many shows, ma'am, till I could do live shows, which I'm probably going to do later, but I have so many shows that produce till now they just stream it, girl, back to back, one after the other. So that's what I'm excited about.
Well, that's good. I'm happy for you. I'm glad you got that part of your, I'm not going to say bucket list, but that part of what you're trying to accomplish.
Yes, I was like, okay. Now, I was going to do a TV show. A TV station. I'm working on that because there's opportunities to have a Roku TV station. So I'm working on that, which I'm trying to get people to be serious about what they do with My Gospel Soul so they can understand that I'm trying to convert us into different media. The ultimate goal for My Gospel TV, which we have a YouTube channel right now, and we have tons of shows on there, but I want everybody to go subscribe to the My Gospel Soul Network. Go subscribe, okay? Thank you so much. But, soon we'll convert the TV thing into from YouTube to Roku. If the Lord say the same. Hallelujah. But I'm working.
Okay.
Working on it. Anyway, so, my Christmas, let me tell you what it was. I went by so fast. I mean, I had a good time. The kids came over, you know, and we had a good time. You know, we didn't have a traditional meal. You know, we had chili. James made homemade chili. And everybody gave their gifts because we did Secret Santa. And everybody just sat down and got fat. That's about it. Fatter, you know. That was it for Christmas. For Christmas. So now that we got past that, so fill me in. What's coming up? The new year is coming up. Tell me what's going on. Matter of fact, tell me. See, I can't play any more of Billy Christmas music. I really wore that out because I love his music. So what I'll do, I'll play. Let's play Marcel Casanova, and we'll take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk about 2021 since, you know, 2020 was an adventure, right?
An understatement, but yeah.
All right, y'all, we'll be right back. It's just in our 26th century with none other than the Zambe Queen. That's just the way it is, all right? We'll be right back. Don't change the channel. I mean, don't, you know what I'm saying.
Me no man.
And now more.
Yeah, I'm country with it, like trail riding. Two door on that cowhide, teeth shine like sunshine. 40 cocked on my waistline. Country boy, but I don't smoke hate. Loud sweet in my ashtray. Treat every day like my last day.
Treat every day like my last day.
I'm country. AC on with the windows down. If you see me, no contenders round. Talk of the town, I shut them down. Moonshine and joints rolled. If I'm in the game, then points go. House parties and drink pole. Pimp talking, can't go.
I'm country. I'm country. You see the country talk. You see the country walk. You smell the country, homie. You smell the country, homie. I'm country.
Country.
You hear the country talk. You see the country walk. You smell the country. standing in the cooler. Tell the whole world what the country did to you.
Dangerous combination, we gon' let the world see. We put in work and pay the dues, homie, this right here ain't free. This R&B came naturally, can't deny it's meant to be. We fell so deep in this game, but we some country boys, so we were born to play.
On the radio, you hear people saying little things about that they are happy that 2020 is leaving. So what you got coming up? That what do you how do you feel about the whole? We're going to a new year regardless, but 2020. How do you feel about 2020?
How do I feel about? What do I feel about 2020?
Yeah, 2020.
that's a loaded question. A lot happened this year, you know. Good and bad, but. For me, 2020 was quite a few things. The main thing for me, you know, it was I discovered some things about
me and my life and some other things, you know, personal things about me. So on top of everything else, you know, COVID and the whole school situation, and then being affected by COVID, whether it's travel or just your daily routines or children going to school or people being able to socialize on any level. You know, it was a lot. But at the same time, you know, for me, it's doable. The hard part about it was pretty much just my family, like I would have liked to, for the holidays and for birthdays and family reunions and the like. But you know, it basically it was just another year for me. It was another year. There are quite a few things that happened that had never happened before. I mean, it was colossal. The whole presidency, how that went down, how people are dealing with and reacting to, and thoughts and feelings are about COVID, and it's just a lot. But the main thing for me for 2020, it was self-realization that I had with personal things and some goals that I actually set for myself that I can actually see completing.
Mm-hmm.
So 2020 for me was, it was a lot of things, but the most important thing for me, two most important things, my family, for the most part, and when I say my family, I mean my siblings, my mom, my children, grandchildren, for the most part, health-wise, everybody good, considering the fact what it could have been, number one. And number two, I actually finally made up my mind about the things that I wanted to do, and I can actually see the completion of them, even though there has been a tough one. But, you know, when you don't go anywhere, you can't do much, and you have a lot of stuff going on, you don't have a choice but to sit at home and think, you know, and kind of reflect and see what's going on with you in your life and what you can do better, what you could be doing different. And then you're able to have different conversations, because when you're up moving around, everybody, you know, you got to go here, you got to go there, you have work, you have to check on, you know, you want to check on your grandchildren and your children, and you're just doing a lot of ripping and running, and you're not really sitting down settled. I wasn't really just sitting down settled, you know, just thinking about me and my life and what I had going. But, I mean, just having to sit at home, you know, and reflect on everything, you know, it kind of put me in a place to where I had to think about my life and the things that I was doing and the things that I wanted to do, as well as, you know, actually sit down and have a conversation, you know, with my husband. Because, you know, when you're up moving around all the time, it's just, you just don't take time to do that. I know I keep saying you, but I mean me, myself, you know, just don't have time to do that, or you don't think about doing that. But, so 2020 for me, it was okay. It was good. My family, everybody's good, health-wise, all of that. So it was good. And as bad as it was for some, it could have been a lot worse.
Yes, Lord.
You know, so.
That's how I feel about it. You know, I was talking about how, just like what you just said, you know, it gives people, I think 2020 gave people an opportunity to really get to know the people around them. You know, like you say, the hustle and bustle of life, moving, going here, making sure things get done, you don't really get to have the conversation that you need to have. You don't really get to connect the way you really need to, you know. And a lot of marriages, you know, were really tested through this. You know, we've seen a lot of people separate. Me and James, you know, just evaluating a lot of different things. You've seen people grow closer, you know. You know, it's just so many. You see people now that they can't be around each other as much as, you know what I mean? They are calling people more. They are trying to find creative ways to be together. You know, it's crazy, but it's been, I agree with you, to me, it's been good, you know.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it made people sit down. You have to be at home. You have to, you know. And you don't know how many people actually, after COVID, put everything on lockdown and closed jobs and schools and all of this other stuff where people had to stay at home together. That's probably the first time they actually sat down and ate dinner or breakfast together in years.
Years. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every time I think about like I said, some of the things you found out about your family members, you know, some of the things that, even with me, you know, I have started woodworking now, you know, like I discovered some other gifts, you know, and I just excited about all the things that have manifested during this time, you know. I was able to get a, now have a shop, now have a upstairs, have a studio. You know, it's just a lot of things happening, you know, other sources of income happening, watching my children step up, you know. Now, there's some major things that happened that wasn't comfortable, you know. But for the most part, my 2020, I was pretty, was okay. I mean, I did get some calls and, you know, about people, some people that passed away, and there was some crying going on, you know. But it was a year. It was something else. That was something else. But I think that I hear people saying, oh, they can't wait for 2020 to be gone. But if we just really be real, the COVID situation hasn't went anywhere. A lot of families are struggling financially, you know. We don't know what this next year will hold, you know. So there'll be good times and bad times, which comes with every year. A little more, to me, a little more somewhat predictable in when it comes to the COVID crisis, right? Because we do know that COVID is out there. But for those that are creative, those that are finding themselves, and those that are getting more self-awareness, but becoming more familiar with ourselves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think this next year is going to be awesome for people who have gotten out of the box and decided, let me find out what I'm capable of. Let me find out, let me rediscover some of the things I put on the shelf. You know, I think COVID has given some people some time to be creative, you know, some time to say, okay, let me, because there's a lot of women that have started crafting. You know,
yeah,
well,
yeah.
So I think this next year is going to be for, it just depends, I guess it just depends on the person, what
yeah.
comes out of the year.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me see. One thing I do want to say is, for those that are listening, whether you be sisters that's listening, whether you be a stay-at-home mom, stay-at-home dad, wherever you are right now in your life, one thing I do want to say is don't give up. Don't give up. If you're in a bind or a stress of time, keep pressing, keep moving. You know, life is steady. You know, life is still going. Don't get stuck in negativity. Don't get stuck or think that life has stopped because of a stressful situation. Because sometimes a stressful situation will overwhelm you. It will make you think that this is the way it is, you know, but it will pass, you know. Going into a new year, write down. Now, I do want to give this suggestion. Write down what you want to do, you know. This year, plan more. Write down what you know, if you want to start a new business, if you want to look for, start a new career, you know, a new job, if you want to go back to school, whatever it is, write down your goal. Because my children tell everybody, everything my mama write down happens. And it's the truth, but it's really just a process. When I write things down, I can see it. I plan it out. I got, you know, it's like a little, I don't put a time on it. I just write it down.
Mm-hmm.
You know how some people say, what do you want to be doing in 5 years? I mean, two years, and then what you want to be doing in 5 years or whatever. I don't really do that.
Mm-hmm.
I just really write everything out. You know, that's how I do it.
Yeah.
Have you already made plans for your next year?
Have I what?
Have you made plans?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it's two pretty huge plans, personal, for, you know, personally. And then
mm-hmm.
another one that, I'm probably going to elaborate more about on or after, you know, probably around
mm-hmm.
February. You know,
okay.
I'll talk about it more in depth on the show, but yeah, in answer to your question, yes, we have made plans.
Yeah, I think one of the hardest things, I think what I want to try to do this coming year is be more organized. Because I have so much that I do till sometimes my, and I'm not talking about organized in what I do, I'm talking about organized in my home life. Because
mm-hmm.
I have clothes thrown everywhere because I'm trying, I got to get in there and I got to get out, you know. So clothes are everywhere. Then in my dining room, I got a whole workstation set up, you know, but everything is just, you know, because I have to keep moving, right?
Yeah.
And I think in the next year, it's like I'm going to be trying hard, real, real hard to clear clutter, organize it so that I can keep up with myself. Now yesterday, planning. So,
yeah.
That's the first step.
Yep, that's pretty much it for me for right now.
Well, what we'll do is we'll take a break. We got a few more minutes, and we come back. We'll talk a little bit more. And then we'll let y'all go for the night. How about that? Because I know everybody's getting ready for New Year's. You know, you got big plans. Now, for your big plan, you know what? I'm going to share that with you when we come back. About your New Year's celebration. A lot of y'all did not respect COVID. for your Christmas, and you know, thank God that you came out without COVID. Some of y'all still need to be tested. You understand me?
Yeah.
I'm just being so we're going to talk a little bit about gathering. Now, we talked about your gathering for Christmas, and some of y'all didn't listen to nothing we said. You just went, just did whatever you wanted to. We'll try it again. We're going to talk about New Year. We'll be coming back from this break. This song I'm about to play. Let me see, what song do I want to play? Look, Christmas is past. I'm telling y'all, I'm sorry. I love my brother's music. But anyway, this song I'm going to play is by your very own Queenie. It says, Jesus loves me. Because that's what I do. I sing gospel.
I've been through so much in my life. Tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand. Yeah. Now he's leading me to the promised land.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, my Jesus, he loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible
on the wall.
Welcome back. Oh, my Lord. Yes. Now, I want to give a shout out to Falu, because she is the one that produced that. And I love that acoustical soul. She says he's acoustical soul. Thank you so much, Falu. Now, so we are back. We're going to wrap this show up with a good topic. Okay? And the title, I just came up with this. Title of this topic is.
The title is what?
The topic is, since you didn't listen to us about Christmas, take notes for New Year's. Here we go. This is what you should not do. Listen, let me try to come at a different angle with this. You stay alive and protect yourself and you protect others so nobody dies. Okay. That's it.
You can't get no more plainer than that. That's pretty much, you know, the gist of it, I guess.
Yeah, it's like, why would you not wear a mask knowing that? And I think some people really don't think it's real because they haven't got sick. I heard somebody
some of them probably have had it, and it just wasn't bad for them. Oh, it's not that bad. You know, I had it, and, you know, I just had a few little symptoms, you know, and I was good in 2 days.
Oh, my.
You know, that's not for everybody. You got some people who are have a machine breathing for them.
Exactly. And it's the craziest thing to me because with the child, I would think that everybody would just on purpose just cuff. I mean, why would you, like I see people now, they just willy-nilly walk in places without a mask. Somebody got to tell them, go back out to the park, get a mask, you can't come in. They get attitude. You know, I'm like, are you serious? Are you serious? You know, you can't just stop for a minute, cover your nose and mouth up and go in the, I mean, come on. But at these family gatherings, I'm going to tell you what happened. Everybody says, well, we know you must not have it because you family. What in the world?
That means absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
So you don't know who that family member has been around?
Exactly.
Everybody has their own different life.
It just blows my mind how people... And they just, it's just outright, I'm not, it's just outright, they not going to wear one. I'm like, okay, just don't come over here. Just don't even do it. Especially like, I don't go around many people, right? But on Sunday, if I go, say I go visit the church, right? When I look through the door, if it's crowded in there, I'm not going in. I went to Walmart on a Sunday, which I should. Let me tell you something. I was running there, run out. I promise you. It was so many people in there, I forgot what I went in there for. I just left. I just said, this is not right. This is not right. There's no way there's this many people in one place and COVID ain't in here seeking whom he may devour. There's no way. It's just no way. I'm just saying. All I'm saying, we should protect one another. We should care enough about, if you don't care enough about yourself, at least care enough about somebody else to say, let me cover my, you know, let me mask up, you know?
Yeah.
All I'm saying. All I'm
Make
saying.
This
a lot of people traveling. A lot of people, you know, burying, you know, their loved ones. And I want to say this for those that are listening. Not everybody dying is dying of COVID, okay? Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. I mean, you know, people, listen, this lady passed away and the people's like, oh, my God, she had COVID. And then the one of the family members posted
No, she did not. She died of a heart attack. I was like, oh, my God, this is embarrassing. You know, they should be embarrassed. Whoever did, whoever posted that comment should have been embarrassed. Everybody that's paying off, but I do want to say this. Mother Houston, Ariana's grandmother, my son's grandmother, had a newspaper from the Chronicle, right? They
said
about newspaper. Let's move on. So she handed me, it was like a thick book, and I was like, what is this? She said, all the people that had died. I said, died when? In 2020. And the pictures were like little bitty thumbnail pictures. But the book was
yeah.
full.
Yeah.
And of course, not everybody in there has of COVID.
Right.
It is. My point is, people, do right. You know. And for you Christians that just think that God is protecting you from everything in life, listen to me.
He gave you common sense.
Even the Bible say obey the law of the land now. And it also talks about wisdom. So obviously if wisdom is in the Bible, foolishness is being carried on in real life. I'm just saying. To help somebody. Just to help somebody. But anyway, I have had a wonderful time on the show today, tonight. I am so happy that I got myself together in time enough because we cut it real close. I'm telling you. Last week, I was, man, I think I started the show at either 7:30 or 8 o'clock, and I must apologize to our listeners because we do have some listeners.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We'd have ran out of stuff to say. Okay, well, I guess we'll go ahead and sign off. Go ahead,
Sam. I hope everybody had an awesome and safe Christmas holiday, and I hope you have an awesome and safe New Year holiday. Be safe and be mindful of others as well as yourself.
As well as yourself.
Until next time, we will talk to you later, Janice.
All right. Now, you heard what we said. We're not going to say it again, but we probably will on another show. But protect yourself and protect others. We love you. Thank you all for supporting our radio show. And we will talk to you on next Monday. And for that reason, we're out. Peace. And have a great day. Oh, God.